After a string of mass shootings at schools, grocery stores, and city tourist districts, Congress is again discussing ways to limit gun violence. Lawmakers haven't passed significant gun control legislation in more than two decades. Now, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is working on solutions they say will satisfy Democrats without rankling the Republicans' pro-gun base. Michigan senior Senator Debbie Stabenow is part of those talks. She tells WDET's Russ McNamara there are several key provisions in the proposed legislation.
In totality, this agreement is going to save lives, bottom line, and that's the most important thing. On the gun safety provisions, while certainly there are other things that I would do as well, these are provisions that will save lives. For 18, 19, 20-year-olds having enhanced background checks that will essentially create waiting periods before someone's able to get a gun. The provision that requires that for them, if they're purchasing a weapon, the local police department needs to be notified. That, for example, would have made a huge difference in Uvalde when 18-year-old bought two assault weapons. And if the local police department had known, I'm assuming that they would have responded to find out what was happening. Provisions on red flag laws to provide support for states to be able to support with due process, intervene when there is a concern by a family member or others, if someone is a danger to themselves or others, very, very important. Tightening the trafficking laws, domestic violence protections, as well as the gun licensure provision. So these are very, very important. And when you couple them with what is really transformative investments in community mental health and addiction services that for the first time will fund community behavioral health clinics the way we fund physical health clinics, not with grants that stop and start, but with as part of the healthcare system, including 24-hour psychiatric crisis services, so that the police know that if they are interacting with someone, they can take them to get help, not just sit in the jail or sit in the emergency room. So there are other provisions as well. So this is, I think, very, very significant.
Is there concern about a delay in the announcement of the agreement and actually getting it into the bill? It seems like sometimes lawmakers can come to an agreement. Then after constituents and lobbyists have a chance to weigh in, a watered-down or underfunded version of legislation comes out.
Well, I'm working very, very hard to lock down all of the language on the mental health provisions, and we're just about there. And my colleagues are working on the gun safety provisions and other provisions. Our goal is to get this written and really locked down this week. I mean, we want to move as quickly as possible.
There's no assault weapons ban, no expanded background checks to eliminate some loopholes for everyone. Is this the best that lawmakers can do right now?
Right now, we are doing everything that we can do, and certainly I would support a ban on assault weapons and other provisions. But when you govern in a democracy you have to get a majority of the votes that it takes to pass something for us in the United States Senate, as it operates right now, it takes 60 votes to do that. And we have people at goodwill on both sides of the aisle that have been working together. And this is meaningful and is absolutely the best that we can get done for this moment. But certainly there's more to do.